And we are going to hear a couple of songs, and we're going to have some chats. I'm gonna chuck on a Ned Collette song because Ned's sitting right beside me here, and we'll listen to a little bit of the song, and then we'll come on in with a Zoom call from Talia Zedek and Ned Collette sitting right beside me. I feel starstruck digitally and in person. It's a new feeling. The song's called Our Other History from the album of the same name. And we'll come in about a minute's time. Oh, this is such a beautiful album, Ned.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah.
Little test. Tully, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Tell you what. I'll turn this up. I'm playing this off the same computer like a dummy. Hold on a sec. I'll turn this down.
Bandcamp
doesn't have a volume. Okay, hold on.
just turn it off.
All right, it's off. Kia ora, Talia. Hi, how are you?
Good. All right. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I've got a different way to do this. We'll put some songs on this way. So this is one, sort of a bit of a first for me. I'm interviewing two wonderful people at once who are playing one very, very special show in Auckland this Wednesday. So I've got with me in the studio Ned Collette. Kia ora.
Hello.
Now, Ned, you're no stranger to New Zealand because you are from here, somewhat, slightly, sort of.
I'd love to be. I'm sort of a fake one. My mum is from here. She was born in Canterbury and grew up in Wellington, and then left for university to England in the 60s, and then met her first husband, who was Australian, and ended up in Australia.
So you're here on a technicality.
I'm a technical New Zealander, but I did spend a hell of a lot of time here as a kid in Wellington, like every Easter and Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, and you and I met, we were just trying to figure this out exactly, but some ungodly many number of years ago via your old band City and your solo materials.
Yeah.
Wine Cellar shows and Campbell and Hum and that
I mean,
sort of
I did
stuff.
A lot over here in the sort of early 2000s. I mean, I was very familiar with Wellington growing up. So, and I had sort of aunties and cousins there.
Yep.
Who I was very fond of. And then I got to know kind of the scene around, you know, what was it called? The Space, which then kind of moved and became Happy. And
I
met all these people like Jeff Henderson and sort of got in with that crowd and did lots of gigs there and sort of did a lot of my early song gigs in Wellington. And because I sort of came out of more experimental stuff earlier, but it's funny, I was saying this in Sydney last night. I kind of used to kind of scuttle off to Sydney and Wellington to try these songs out because in Melbourne I felt sort of self-conscious about them because everyone knew who I was, or well, not everyone obviously, but in my scene it was a very different musical scene.
They knew you for a different reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I'm just in the background just working this thing out, getting some music playing. This is Boat in the background from the Talia Zedek band, which is a good way of seeking into saying, Talia, kia ora, how are you?
I'm good.
And you
great to be here and to be in New Zealand. It's my first time here. So
I was going
to
say, no, I've been kind of using this as being your first time in the country as a selling point, and then I realized I never actually confirmed with you if you've been here before. So I'm glad to see I wasn't lying. You've had, I guess, you know, you've had plenty of opportunities to come here under different guises. You've had, you know, 1,001 different bands. I guess I might let you tell like the short history of your musical life if you don't mind, but you're here playing solo as well, same with Ned. And yeah, would you mind giving the people a little short history of Tali Zedek?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I would dispute that I've had a lot of opportunities to come here, because I've actually tried to come here a few times in the past and have not been able to. But this time, promoter Matthew Crawley was kind enough to take me on with Ned. You know,
I wouldn't trust him. I guess your opportunities is the wrong word. It's like there would have been a number of times people have wanted you to come down here, so I think people would be very happy.
Nice to hear, because I have no idea, like, if people even know who I am here or anything, or know my music at all.
Well, yeah, I think I'm excited because, you know, I've sort of thought of this moment. Yeah, I've thought of this moment since I moved back from London, living in London in 2002, and I believe it was like his Halloween, maybe it was CMJ Festival in New York. I was there for a week, and I went to see your show in a tiny bar. And I'm pretty sure it was your solo show or, like, you know, under your name. And I really couldn't tell you much more about it other than I thought it was rad. And so I'm really pleased that some 20-something years later I've got you down here.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I'll do the brief history is that I was born in D.C., but I've lived in Boston for most of my life. And I moved there when I was 17 and 18. And that's really when I started playing music and was in a bunch of different bands. Probably, you know, the best known, I was in a band called Uzi that was a very early band on Homestead Records around the same time that that Scratch Acid was on Homestead and Live Skull and all those other bands. Who else? Dinosaur, who at that time were not juniors yet. And so came up in the Boston scene and after Uzi kind of got into, met the Live Skull people, I was a huge fan of, and because we were label mates, I ended up joining Live Skull and moving to New York. After that kind of ended, I moved back to Boston and formed Come with Chris Brokaw, Arthur Johnson, and Sean O'Brien, and that took me through the 90s, and ever since then, I've been kind of doing stuff either under my own name, just Tali Zedek, or Tali Zedek Band, and I've been releasing records on the Thrill Jockey record label.
Yeah, I was going to say, your latest record on Thrill Jockey is just beautiful. We were just listening to the song Boat, which is not quite the title track, but sort of. It's part of the title.
It is, because the photo on the cover is about the song, and it is... It's the title track, though. It's hidden on the B-side, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And Ned, we're listening to songs from your latest album called Our Other History, which is... You want to tell us a little bit about this record?
Well, it came out last year in September. And it was... Well, what happened, I guess, during the Penny D, as everyone likes to call it in Australia. I don't know if that term is...
Hasn't caught on here, no. People are still just
calling it whatever. I made a record during, you know, that whole situation with the pandemic, and I sort of got it... We got it mixed and ready to go, and I just didn't like it. It sort of... The tone was a bit dour. I mean, And then this record came together very quickly after that, so I sort of shelved it and then just sort of made something very quickly, and I sent a lot of stuff out to people across the world. And I was quite happy that in the end it actually sounds like the most sort of band in a room record I've ever made.
Even though we were not with them, really.
I mean, some of the bass and drums are from I live in Berlin, are from a session there with the band I play with there, who are actually an Australian and a Swede, but I don't know, it was still sort of I mean, I got used to sending things to people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I send it to Australia a lot, basically, and I got Mick Turner, who's a sort of hero of mine, the guitarist from the Dirty Three. He plays on a few tracks. Chris Abrahams, who is...
From the Knicks.
Probably, yeah. I mean, the Dirty Three and the Knicks, I mean, I used to sneak into their gigs as a teenager. I still sort of think they're the most important bands to come out of Australia.
Chris Abrahams is another New Zealander, isn't he?
He's a sort of another technical New Zealander. He was born in Oamaru.
We have to call these things.
We were talking about this last night, actually. He was like, do you travel on a New Zealand passport? I was like, yes, I do. And he said, all right. I said, it's much cheaper than Australian one, and you get to take a selfie. Like, you can take... Do you know that? Or is that only for people? It's like, so everyone, all the New Zealand passports, everyone's looking good. Anyway, so Chris, who I'd sort of been playing with a bit, he contributed, and then, I mean, probably in a way the most important contribution is Leah Senior,
whose sweatshirt you're wearing as we speak.
That's true, because I'm such a fan of hers.
She's amazing.
She's based down the coast from Melbourne, but it's kind of folky singer-songwriter, and I love her songwriting, but her voice is great, and she's just up for singing on things and making music, and so she's on half the track. So it just sort of came together, but only over a year, whereas this other one I'd labored on just didn't feel right. So
the two of you so far, I haven't seen your paths cross in the story yet. So how do the two of you know each other, and how do you come to be playing shows together in this part of the world?
Should I answer?
You can at the same time.
We'll just answer simultaneously. You want to go first, Ned?
Well, I mean, I met Talia So Talia came and did a, like, Talia Zedek band tour in, what did you say it was? Like 2006 or 2007?
2006, I think it was.
2006, yeah. That sounds about right. In Melbourne, but... You also did this sort of other gig with the group that was affiliated with you, because the viola player that Talia was playing with had this sort of improvising collective, and Talia was actually playing clarinet for the gig. And I think it was probably Sophie and Ash from Mistletoe asked me to support it, because I'd just put out my first song record, but I guess I had a background in more improvised stuff. And so we met at that, and then... Then that was sort of it for a while, and then I moved to Berlin, and Talia would come and play often. I'd always go and see her, and I think we probably got chatting at a couple of gigs. But then, you were talking about this the other day. I can't remember. What was the moment where... Was it when we came to Boston or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, see, my recollection is that all of a sudden I got this email from this guy, Ned Collette, who I didn't remember you from Australia, because... I was so jet lagged, and we were doing like so many multiple shows during the day. So we did that show, and that was an empty house cooperative show, which was the improv band by my bandmate David Michael Curry, and Mick Turner's band played on that, and then you played too.
I think that's the first time I met Mick properly.
I think we had just driven back from Adelaide, or I don't know, something crazy like that. I was just a wreck, but. Yeah, Ned emailed me and said, introduced himself again and said, I'm playing at Swedenborg Chapel, which is this really strange little church in the Harvard University property, which I'd gone by a million times, but I'd never been inside there. I'd never heard of anyone playing there. But I think it was in the summer or something, and you invited me down, and I was just intrigued. I wasn't doing anything, so I said, sure, I'll come down, and I came down, and he was playing with Elizabeth Fuchsia, who he still plays with to this day, and she's a viola player, and I was totally blown away. So I went up to him after the show and said, you know, that was fantastic. It was a very strange show. It was like, right, because it was in a church, and there weren't that many people, and I don't know, it was kind of, I forget the guy that put it on. It was some guy that you knew, but he was...
Yeah, he was one of those sort of contacts when you're throwing a tour together and someone's like, try this guy. He's a bit of an odd bod, but he'll... And I remember that support was going to be like Damon and Naomi. But then they couldn't do it, and then it turned out, then it kind of ended up being this sort of strange community group or something. It was very,
yeah,
but I remember you said, like, do you have somewhere to stay? And we did, but it was like 2 hours out of town or something. So we came over and stayed at your place, and we hung us. And it was,
became friends, and you gave me your record and
Old Chestnut, probably.
Old Chestnut record, the double record, which I just completely fell in love with. I started listening and just was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And you were coming back to town, you know, we just became,
started hanging out.
And pal friends, and you know, I would try to set up shows for him. We ended up doing a show together in Boston. And
And then the reason we're kind of here at the same time is because Rising Festival, I mean, this is, God, I hope this isn't too boring for everyone, but Rising Festival in Melbourne wanted us to put on this kind of like review type show along the lines of sort of Rolling Thunder or one of the Last Waltz or so. And that was with Leah Senior and Michael Beach, who I don't know if he's been over here recently, but there's a sort of Australian via, he's American actually, but he's...
Well, they might have been... Simon Joyner's band recently.
Oh, exactly. Yeah,
they
exactly,
were over here. They
exactly.
were over here with him.
Yeah. I had major FOMO about that because, like, the three of us, me and Mike and Leah, are really tight, and we'd had this idea to kind of become a backing band for international people. But this, obviously, I don't live in Australia, so it's completely unrealistic. And Mike was like, hey, we're taking Simon Joyner on tour, man. I hope you don't care if we do it without you. It's just like, no, I don't, because I love Simon. That's right. And we wanted a fourth songwriter, and Talia just... I don't know, it was kind of the perfect fit.
Nice.
So that's why we're all out here at the same time, kind of thing.
Oh, nice. And it's good timing too, Talia, because you've just, as you know, we are listening to at the moment a song called Alia, and your album, I forgot to actually mention the full name, is The Boat Outside Your Window. And tell us about the record. It's only been out, what, a month?
No,
not
less
even
than
that. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks?
It came out May 23rd, So it was a little... Or maybe like 3 weeks now. So, it's the first record I've done with the newest member of our band, which is who's Karen Sarkeesian, who plays pedal steel guitar.
Oh, nice.
So it kind of, I for years I had played with, first it was bass, drums, viola, and then piano, and then bass guitar, and sort of we're a little bit stripped down, and now we're like a four piece, and the songs are just kind of, you know, been, some of them are newer, some of them have been kicking around for a while, but Karen played on my last record, and which Perfect Vision, and then she did one tune, and then, you know, offered to play more, and my viola player left, and the piano player left, and she just kind of came in, so we're kind of like a little bit of a different band now.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded down in Nashville with someone that actually, I've actually been recording with for quite a while, but a Boston guy, Andy Hong, but he moved down to Nashville a few years ago. So we went down there to record the record, and it's
a Nashville record.
It's my Nashville record.
Yeah.
It's basically
Talia
my
Nashville. Yeah.
Record. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
You got to do one.
Yeah.
You come to the States.
I want to do a Louisville record before a Nashville record.
Oh, nice.
I reckon.
Well, you know, Bonnie Prince Billy said some nice things about you. Maybe he could throw a record together for you or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not beyond the realms of possibility.
Your smile just told me you're probably already doing it. Is it?
Nah, I don't know what we're doing, but I do. Yeah, he's been amazing. I mean, my whole introduction to the States was basically through a guy called Ryan Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you haven't heard of yet, you're probably about to, because he's putting out his second record and it's already, before it's out, sort of garnering a lot of attention, and deservedly so. And he also runs the record label that puts out my records, and we got to know each other because we had records out at the same time sort of 6 years ago on a different label. And he was the first person in America I sort of knew. I'd been trying to find a way in there for years, and he... I was like, hey, come over, let's do a tour together. And we just became fast, firm friends. And he's a Louisville guy, and that kind of became my home base in a way in the States. And, of course, Will Oldham's a Louisville guy. So And he's very much just around on the scene there. And came to a show I did with Fuchsia, who is the viola player Talia mentioned before. And yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. Ryan, you know, Davis put out, I've like racking my brain why I've heard this name before, and I've PayPal'd him in 2011 for a 10-inch EP of Bonnie Prince Billy called Mind Eater.
Oh, did he put that out? Yeah, I mean, it's like any scene, you know?
Yeah, everyone.
Will's just sort of a guy on the scene there.
And, yeah, everyone's
and
everywhere.
He came to a house show I did and we just got on, and he was, I mean, he's a sort of amazingly generous and supportive lover of music, so... Mm. Yeah, Louisville's a cool place. So I may well
Louisville
go there
is for lovers,
and make a record if I can ever get back in the country, which possibly is, you know, not wise at the moment.
Oh, well, you haven't said anything bad about Donald Trump, have you?
No, I do.
Oh, well, that's cool. So what can we expect from the show that you two are playing? So you're playing separately.
Yeah.
This is true.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, for all intents and purposes, but we have been singing the odd song together.
Oh.
Because it kind of came out of this huge big band show we did in Melbourne, so there's been various sort of smaller combinations of that playing the last week around. Like in Sydney, we had Chris Abrahams back, but the whole band wasn't there. So we'll probably sing a couple of songs together.
Nice. And it's, so if you're listening to the records, these are essentially sort of stripped-back versions. Talia, are you playing songs from predominantly the recent album, or are you playing a catalogue-wide sort of selection?
Definitely, I'm definitely playing songs from the new album, but not all of them. It's sort of a catalogue-wide selection, I would say.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just kind of going with what I feel like doing. I mean, I don't play solo normally. I normally have a band, and it's kind of a different thing. And some songs work, you know, better with an ensemble, and some work better solo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm still trying to work that out. But definitely, I'll be playing a lot of stuff off the new record.
So if there's a pleading fan crying in the front row, you'll throw them a bone, maybe.
I am totally up for requests, yes.
Do you actually? Like, that's something I wanted to ask you. Are you kind of? Do you reckon you're capable of like playing most of your songs at any one time, or do you have to kind of go back and relearn them?
Well, I'd say it's about 50-50. I have so many songs at this point. This is like the 10th full length record I've put out, like solo stuff. So I'm just like, there's definitely some songs that I'm like, yeah, I can't remember that. But, I've been trying to, like, on this tour, I don't know if you've noticed, I've been trying to, like, mix things up.
Oh, totally. I've been impressed by that, because I'm very much I always want to be that guy that could just, some people, like, just have 50 songs up their sleeve and they just make it up and they do it very differently each night. I mean, Will Oldham is actually a bit like that. I want to be that guy, but I just tend to, after two or three gigs of a tour, I kind of settle on a set,
right?
And I know it's kind of gonna,
yeah.
I mean, there's also like there's spontaneity within that, but it's like I kind of like that thing of just sort of cruising through this thing that I kind of know works.
Yeah.
And
I've wondered that, you know, I'm a huge Nick Cave fan, so I'm like, what, you know, been to see him a bunch of times, and quite often the set is fairly the same, throw with new songs thrown in. I'm like, I guess at this point, if you've got like 20-something albums, you'd probably just want to rehearse a few and let a few go if you don't really want to remember, you know, hundreds of songs.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon Nick's got a few that are probably best left.
Probably.
Forgotten. But also, he's got, you know, time and money to rehearse them out the way
he
does, hasn't he?
Anyway, oh, that's so cool. So, let's point to some facts, some major facts. Tickets for this show in Auckland City at undertheradar.co.nz, and the show itself is happening not tomorrow but the next day, Wednesday evening. It'd be a reasonable time. You'd be home by 10:30, 11, I reckon. And it's at the Unitarian Church in Ponsonby, which is two doors down from the Mobile, if you will. And it is a beautiful, beautiful church inside. Holds about 100 people, seated show. There's a beautiful pipe organ. Do either of you play the pipe organ by any chance?
I mean,
give it a go.
Just kind of set up the same as a piano, right?
I think so, with extra feet.
Isn't it? Isn't it just a piano?
Could be. Your meeting will end in 10 minutes. One moment. Tyler, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, cool, cool. Zoom is just telling me that it's going to kick us off in about 10 minutes, but I think probably the whole station will kick us off in less than that. So let's we'll get to some facts, and maybe I'll play a song each from both of you to lure those final fence sitters in. But this Wednesday, the two of you are playing. I think Jeff Henderson might pop in and play some saxophone.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, I wrote to Jeff to come and play some saxophone.
He's going
to
come play a little bit of saxophone, yeah.
I've got to catch up with him. And
so there'll be a few surprises, but more than anything, there'll be an absolutely beautiful show with two very fine songwriters doing what they do. And for the first time ever, Talia Zedek is playing in New Zealand, and for the first time in, what would you call it, bloody ages, you'll be here?
Donkeys.
Yeah.
Like 15 years, 16 nice. Years.
Oh, well, welcome back.
It's very good to be here.
Oh, good. It's very nice to have you.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, you're so welcome. And so, Talia, is there a song that you would like me to play off your record to sort of see us out? Because I'm enjoying it very much. I played I Love Boat, I played Tsunami, I played Alia. Is there another song you'd like people to hear off the new album and maybe a little snippet about it?
Yeah. How about a song called Naming Names?
I like it.
Yeah, I think it's sort of a song written, I think it's sort of self-explanatory a little bit. And it's kind of in the sort of more country style. It's one of the ones, we recorded down in Nashville. And, I think it's kind of something a little bit different, a little bit different direction for me. So
nice. Okay, let's play it. And did either of you bring any merch with you?
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Jetstar let nice. Me okay. bring some merch.
Oh, well, I'll be sitting there at the door pedaling it, and I'll pedal hard.
I got caps.
Nice.
They're best sellers, man.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Very good for a balding man like me.
I keep having to reorder them.
You'll keep me safe in summer.
They say Old Chestnut.
Nice.
Yeah. So even if you don't know my album of the same name.
I love a bit of merch that's got absolutely no meaning to someone.
I'm waiting till I see bootleg versions of them, because people just random people buy them who haven't even seen the gig. It's crazy. Like everyone with like that hat that says Old Chestnut on it.
The dream is that it happens with your albums too.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a textile merchant now. Like every musician basically trying to get by.
Yeah. Well, I particularly enjoyed your TikTok dances, both of you. it's a modern world. Yeah. Thank you again, both. Talia, hang on the line, and we'll have a little logistics meeting. But everyone else, you can have a listen to this song, Naming Names, and rush out and grab those tickets from Under the Radar. And we'll follow that up with a song from you, Ned. You want to choose a song from your record?
But just because of what you've already played, maybe Bridges of Sunlight.
Bridges of Sunlight,
which features Leah Senior heavily.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, everyone else, sit back, listen, buy some tickets. And you two, hold tight. We've got a meeting to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It sounded ominous. It's really not. I'm just going to ask you if you like what food you like.
See you tomorrow.
Good. songs at the station, gleefully wrapped in a dance of privation and true. Man with the coke bottle glasses is picking his way through this vestige of youth. Actors and props in a Hollywood version of things we thought might be real. We sent it all sideways, we chased it away, 'cause reality has no appeal. Doorways of cynical people are making their way down the street. Inside is their affect, their artifice charmless, their method is nailed to a beat. But the boys at the station don't care for these things as they whistle and twist through the air. The sky is ungrateful, built high in a nade on the wind. Vulnerable passions you give to me now from a place that is quiet and free. I'm more than the ration a man can expect at a crossroads where no one should meet. Softly you touch me on bridges of sunlight suspended from towers of earth.
Cycle. That is, you were listening to Ned Collette, Bridges of Sunlight, from his album Our Other History. Thanks, Ned, for coming in, and to Talia for zooming in. We were listening to Ned Collette and Talia Zedek, who are playing together. Talia for the first time ever in New Zealand, even though, you know, she's been a legend of underground music since the 80s. It's finally happened in 2025, and Ned has not played here for some 15 years, and he's sort of a New Zealander, kind of. But he's been living in Berlin, so he's got a New Zealand passport. There you go. New Zealand passport, and you live in Berlin. You're one of us. We're all doing it. So it's going to be a beautiful show at the Auckland Unitarian Church this Wednesday. Please go to Under the Radar, and just have a look. Just read about it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to buy tickets. But imagine if you did. It would be great, wouldn't it? Imagine that. That's that, and then after the break we will hear some Phoebe Rings and see if we've got any other time for anything else.